Okay, this week is National Homelessness Week, and of course homelessness is an issue that affects us all, and there are countless stories of people who find themselves homeless who never in their wildest dreams thought that they would be in that situation. So we thought we'd catch up with Martin Kennedy, who is the Group Executive Manager of Marketing and Public Affairs at Home in Place, to talk about Homelessness Week this week, and Martin joins us on the line this afternoon. Hello, Martin.
Hi there.
Nice to have you on the show, and thank you very much for coming on. And I think it is fair to say that, you know, homelessness at the moment is a huge challenge in this country.
Oh, 100%. It's something that's been, you know, sort of a slowly unfolding train wreck for a number of years now. This is sort of something that's kind of working its way up the income distribution, as you just alluded to a moment ago, with people who never in a million years would have imagined themselves to be in this position now find themselves in it. Look, it's, 60,000 odd households on the waiting list across New South Wales, considerably more nationwide. So, it's a real issue and not going away anytime soon.
Indeed. Now, as far as statistics are concerned, let's put a time frame on this. Say the last couple of years. What's the latest on the statistics? I would imagine they're not getting any better.
No, they're not. And the trouble with a lot of this stuff is that for a long time, because the data was sort of backward-looking, and you'd only sort of be able to get sort of snapshot updates on a sort of, you know, a 12-monthly basis, and by the time you'd get the numbers, they were kind of 12 years out of date, and sort of anecdotally, you'd know that the reality was probably, you know, worse than what the numbers were suggesting. We're now able to get a bit more sort of, you know, up-to-date sort of, you know, as of the end of the previous month sort of data, which unfortunately doesn't paint a really pretty picture. The demand for housing assistance, both, you know, long-term social housing and for temporary accommodation, is as high as I've ever seen it. Unfortunately, there's simply not enough homes for us to be able to accommodate all the people who need our help.
Yes, there's a real challenge in certainly in front of us over the next few years when it comes to homelessness. What's some of the things and some of the experiences that you've had of people who have unfortunately led to homelessness? So what's some of the stories?
Look, a lot of it's sort of what you'd expect. The stuff that the people you were sort of alluding to a moment ago who would previously never have ever in their wildest dreams thought they'd be in this position, there's a couple of things that have contributed to that. And, you know, first and foremost is probably the extreme escalation that we've seen in private market rents over the last sort of 2 to 3 years, where, you know, rents are up sort of, you know, 20, 30, 40% in some areas, and, you know, obviously people's incomes simply haven't kept pace with that. But increasingly you've got the situation where it's not just about affordability, it's about availability, because in a lot of locations there simply aren't homes to rent at any price. Supply isn't coming on the way that we'd like it. We've obviously had extremely strong population growth over the last couple of years as well. So you've kind of got this perfect storm. Now you've had some, you know, increases in interest rates, increases in input costs, you know, labour, materials, etc., have meant that homes aren't getting built at the rate that we need them to, at the rate that we need them to be. We're a fair way off the government's sort of housing target that they set, you know, less than 12 months ago. So look, for the foreseeable future, unfortunately, it's not a pretty picture.
So I guess it comes down to the supply issue you're talking about there, with a lot of people who, unfortunately, as you say, are looking for a roof over their head, but the reasons are that they can't find a roof over their head. Well, certainly some of the reasons is because there's just not enough supply out there.
There isn't. And look, I know, without wishing to sort of sound like the harbinger of doom here, that there is a solution to this stuff. You know, it's not like this hasn't been dealt with in the past. There's been periods in Australian history where there's been similar situations. What was different in those eras was that, you know, government recognised that it had a responsibility to make sure that, you know, people had access to adequate and affordable housing. And, you know, for the last 30-odd years, we've sort of moved away from that and to a sort of more market-led approach, I guess you could say. And, you know, the private sector is awesome at lots of things, but building housing for people on low incomes is not one of them. It's kind of amazing to think of these days, but, you know, there was a time back in the day when around 20% of all new homes were actually delivered by the government. I mean, today that figure is about 2%. So, you know, none of this stuff is rocket science. The solution really just has to be for governments to be a lot more active in the delivery of new homes than they have been for quite some time.
Yeah, see, my argument has been, when we're talking about this this issue of homelessness, is, and if we're going to be talking about governments and politicians and whatever, see, my argument is that, unfortunately, politicians in our current environment, they can't relate to homeless people. Would you agree that when it comes to trying to relate with homeless people, that maybe that's one of their pitfalls?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure it's that. I think that there's just been a kind of a wholesale capture, I guess is how I'd probably put it, of the political class with this belief that, you know, a market-led solution is the way to go. And, you know, we've been going with this approach for, you know, decades now, and I think, you know, now's probably a good time that we can sort of look around and recognise that it hasn't really worked the way that we might have hoped. There's also, you know, without being, you know, overly cynical about these things, there is also the fact that MPs are amongst the, you know, as a group, are amongst the highest owners of investment properties in the country, out of all occupations. So, you know, there's a degree of conflict there, which probably doesn't help matters either. But look, realistically, I think it probably more than anything boils down to just this belief that there is a market-led solution to this problem, and I simply don't believe that there is. The time when we saw you know, extensive government activity in the housing market, that was as well as the period when a lot of social and affordable, a lot of social housing got built. That was also the period when you saw the big run-up in home ownership in Australia. And that's a trend that's sort of been, you know, heading in the wrong direction for the last decade or two as well. So, you know, as I say, this stuff isn't rocket science. We've just kind of got to recognise that the way that we've been approaching this problem for the last little while hasn't really worked. And we need to look at what we were doing during the period in history when we had these sort of things under control.
Is the cost of living crisis having an effect here as well?
Oh, 100%. It all feeds in. But, like, yeah. People, first and foremost, are most concerned about keeping the roof over their head, and everything else sort of, you know, comes after that. But people who are putting, you know, 30, 40, 50% of their income, or in some cases more, towards the rent, have, you know, by definition got less left over to spend on utilities and food and, you know, healthcare and all the other things that make the world go round. So the two things really feed off each other.
What can we do? What can, you know, the average Australian out there do to help homeless people, do you think?
Look, I'd like to think that it's not a situation that has to be solved by charity, to be honest. I mean, there's not-for-profit organisations like Home in Place and do a spectacular job providing social and affordable housing and doing it in a way that's more cost-effective than government sort of operating the properties themselves. But when you're talking about a below-market housing product, then by definition there has to be a subsidy involved in there somewhere, and that's where government really needs to sort of step in and be a bit more active than it has been in the past. Organisations like Home in Place can and do deliver plenty of new homes, but there has to be some government support to enable those projects to stack up. There are things happening in that space at the moment. We know the Housing Australia Future Fund is currently on foot, and that's expected to deliver 40,000-odd properties over a 5-year period, which sounds like a lot. When you sort of put it up against the level of demand or the level of need that's out there at the moment, it's just not where we need to be. So we'd like to think that it's a first step, and, you know, hopefully if we can get some runs on the board with the Housing Australia Future Fund and government sort of sees that it's a model that it's, you know, that's working, that's delivering, it can stand behind, then we might sort of see, you know, it scaled up in future.
All right, Martin, well, thank you very much for coming on and talking about a very important issue with Homelessness Week this week, and we appreciate you explaining all that. And I think the message we get out of this conversation is that we need to look at our processes, and at the moment maybe those processes are not working properly.
Indeed.
Good stuff. There he is, and we appreciate him coming on from Home in Place. That's Martin Kennedy, the Group Executive Manager of Marketing and Public Affairs. This week, as we said, is National Homeless Week. So, yes, interesting conversation there. And he was also alluding to, you know, supply issues with housing and accommodation, the amount of money that, you know, people are spending on their rents and whatever. And, I mean, these are just some of the things that I think that are going to be challenges for us as we go forward.